Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with Spirit Medium
and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
If you're in the UK, it's cloudy, it's not a garden, it's not that warm either. I was talking to somebody stateside today in California, and it's always about 72 degrees in the lunchtime yet. So if you're listening to some in California, I hope the weather's just as nice as it was this morning there for you. But anyway, you're listening to me, Andrew B, and this is my radio show, Spiritual Awakening. And if you've never ever listened to it before, then a big warning. We've got some music coming up, we've got new music coming up, three readings, and much more. And a chat, even if you want to call in and have a chat with me, even if you want to call in and have a chat with me, then that is fine, you don't have to be necessarily for the reading. So let's just check if I think the sound is on. If you save me 1 second.
Is that better, Mike? Okay, great stuff. Well, I don't know what was happening there, guys, but I'll start all over again. And there you have it. So you're listening to me. It's Andrew D, and we are here on Spiritual Awakenings live from the UK. It's just after 9:30 p.m. UK time. And a very warm welcome to you all. We've got music, mediumship, free readings, and much more coming up. But more importantly, if you want to get your free reading in, if you've listened in via the link on my website or via the invitation I sent out earlier this week, then you can just dial in using the Skype link on blogtalkradio.com. Right, if you're already listening in, then have a look at my website and it tells you exactly how to get to that place and call in for free. But if you're listening stateside, the number to call toll-free is 760-283-4611. I'll repeat that again for you, 760-283-4611. Now, if you're really brave and you want to call in, you can still use the same number. If you want to call in from the UK, it's just a case of putting 001 in front of that number, and it's 760-283-4611. Okay, so what have we got for you? What's been happening in the last week? What have I been up to? More importantly, what have you been up to? But I tell you what, guys, I've had a couple of wonderful incidents this week, and I actually wrote about one of them and put it on my website. So if you want to go to my website and look under, I think it's information, and there's an article I posted there called "That Spirit Really Do Know," I think it was called. There's a lot happened since then. And I'll tell you what it was about. And I think this is, I love stories of, even if they are my own, stories of how spirit work with us, how spirit interact with us, how spirit want to become part of our lives. But more, the most important thing here, guys, is when they do come through and they do want to communicate with us, and if it's somebody, for example, like me or Mike or any of the other guys that have got shows here, then spirit really do try to be specific and make sure that that message is just for you. And earlier on this week, I was doing some readings for a few people, and there were two sisters there. And to cut a long story short, at the end of the readings, they were chatting, and they actually told me that they were sisters, which left me a bit surprised. And the reason was because when I've worked with spirits in the past, if they had relatives there, spirit have either brought the same memories through or let me know who they were to both people. And, you know, we've worked it out as we've gone along. But this particular night, it was almost like a different man for both ladies. And that's why I was so surprised, because they actually told me they were sisters. And I said, well, actually, your father, as I then found out, your father, he just seemed totally different. I wouldn't have said he was the same man at all to either of you. And they said that's because he was. And when he was here on the earth plane, he was like two different men with them, because they'd both had sort of, he'd been very instrumental in their lives at very different times. And as one got older, he then sort of took over with the other one. So obviously they both had very different memories of him. And on that as well, even down to his passing, he brought totally different information. He had passed away at the same time, but he told one sister exactly how he passed away. But with the other sister, he was talking about while he was ill. And it turned out that one sister couldn't actually face seeing him when he was ill and didn't go to him. She's always felt guilty about that afterwards. And the other sister couldn't help but thinking of him when he was ill, and he'd come through to say he was fit and fine, you know, as he was before he was ill. So, like I said, he was like two different men coming through, and two totally different lots of evidence. And you wouldn't actually link the two ladies up until the end. And they said that's how it was in life as well. So, guys, it just proves there that when we do pass the spirit, you know, we are the same people that we are here on the earth plane. And just because we've gone to spirit, it suddenly doesn't make us something that we were not. And it was exactly the same today. A lady I did a reading for, and there was a relative came through. But this time, you know, this lady brought such fine detail through, because that's the sort of relationship that she had with her niece. And I mean, that's about it. I mean, the detail was unbelievable. And she said, well, I would know those things about her. And that's obviously why she brought that information through. It was no good bringing things through she didn't know, or, for example, bringing that information to somebody else that wouldn't know. Guys, the point is, spirit know who we are. They know what we know, and that's what they try and bring through. And that is what I'm going to bring through to you tonight. So without further ado, I think it's a little bit time for some music. And I'll just repeat that number for you to get through. It's USA 760-283-4611. Or via the link on my website, you can call in for free from the UK via the Skype button. Now, our first caller in a few minutes is Ibatar, and we know we've got that right because the very nice lady spelt it for us. And I'm going to ask her about her name. Well, I won't, because I need to find out more about her. But we are going to have a little bit of music now, and I just thought it was very poignant tonight to have a little bit of Michael Jackson, Heal the World. Take it away, Mike.
Think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. A place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. A place where there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. If you want to know why, there's a love that cannot lie. Love is strong, it only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see, in this bliss we cannot feel. There are dreams, stop existing and start living. Mm-hmm.
secrets never die in my heart. You, you are all my brothers. In a world with no fears, together we'll cry happy tears. So the nations turn their swords into plowshares. We do really good then. If you care enough for the reason, make a little space. Make a better place. Make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are seeds for life. If you care enough for living, make a better place for you and for me. You are.
There you go. That was Michael Jackson indeed, and Heal the World, and why not? And do you know what? I think it was a tragic ending to that guy's life, but I really do think that some of the lyrics that he wrote seem to have been more profound the longer time goes on and the more time has passed since Michael disappeared. But there you go. Heal the World, Michael Jackson. If you have just joined us, my name is Andrew D, and you're listening to Spiritual Awakenings here on Mike Spirit.fm. Now, what I've got to tell you guys is that if you are having a reading tonight and you have called in, whichever way it might be, then remember that you can always listen back to your readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Always go to Mike's website and you'll find the reading there. I think it's like a podcast, and you'll be able to listen back to it just in case you've missed any bits, because there is always information and you can never remember everything. And then I know that when I used to get readings when I was a bit younger. But anyway, here we are. This is www.mikespirit.fm, and you're listening to me, Andrew D, on my Spiritual Awakening show. And we have got some telephone calls coming up, and we have got a lovely lady with us right this moment called Ivatar. Ivatar, are you there, please?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Well, good evening to you, my friend. How are you? Okay?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. And where are you calling from tonight, or this afternoon, wherever you are, Ivatar?
I'm in Colorado, in the U.S.
Oh, right. Okay. Excellent. So, yeah, I'm supposed to get my radar. That's closer to California than it is to New York, isn't it? So that's the way
yes,
I work things
is.
Out.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Okay. How can I help you tonight, Ivatar?
Well, I was just wondering what type of information is there for me and for those of my loved ones, which are many that I've had that have passed on.
Okay, no problem at all. Right, let's see who we got here. Right, Ivatar, as I linking with spirit here. I've got a lady coming forward to me, and it's strange because for the last few weeks, we seem to be having apples which are very prominent. But this lady is actually, as she approaches me, now in the UK, we would call it a penny, which is short for pinafore. But you know the pinafores that would only just go around your waist like an apron? Would you understand this?
No, not really. Sorry.
You know what I mean by an apron, don't you? Like a lady would wear at home if she was cleaning in the old days. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah. Apron, yeah.
Okay, yeah, sorry, because I just want to make sure that I've got the English right, if you know what I mean. So, anyway, right, that's what this lady's got on at the moment. And she's actually sort of got an apple in there, and she's polishing this apple away at the moment. But I'll ask her about that in a minute, because as she steps forward, she's making me aware of a limp that she has. And she's making me aware of her knee. There was a problem with, I feel that this was her left knee. And she's making me aware that she would have had arthritis in this knee, but she's also telling me that she would have had a problem, I feel, with cartilage here, because she's telling me that she limped because the bones rubbed together. I feel that there was no cartilage in between them. Now, this lady, she's making me aware as well that before she passed away, that I'm feeling really, really sick here, and I'm feeling almost like, I want to say, in fact, she's saying to me, it's almost like she's from chemotherapy here or cancer treatment here, and it made her very, very ill indeed. Would you understand this at all with somebody in spirit?
Well, that may be about my grandmother, because I never saw her and I never was around her.
Do you know what? Sorry to interrupt, but this is crazy, because I said to her, where do you fit in? And the way spirit showed me things, and she was indicating grandmother, that generation there. So, but would you understand, from what you've been told, would you understand the cancer with her? And would you understand the problem with the knee as well? Because I feel it was a very bad limp as she got older. Would that make sense?
Well, I never knew her, so I'm not really sure what kind of health condition
okay,
she
so you've
had.
Never. Okay, so you've never even been told anything about her?
I knew that she was ill. My mother went and got her, but I was living in a different state, you know,
okay.
When that happened. I was living in California at the time.
Okay.
And, you know, she passed shortly after my mother went and got her.
Okay, no problems at all. Well, anyway, let's see what we can get for her that's up to date for you, Ibitar. Now, as I tune in with this lady and I ask her, she's telling me that with regard to yourself, she's telling me that now I know we would all like a little bit of money, or extra money. We could all do with a bit more. But she's telling me here that at this moment in time, she's telling me that finances are something that you are physically trying to sort out at the moment. That you're trying to. It's almost like, I want to say, a daily task to try and resolve at the moment. Would you understand this?
Not daily.
Okay. Well, I'll rephrase that then. But what she's telling me is that it's not like ordinary day-to-day or just check the bank. She's telling me that you've got quite a few things to sort out, quite a lot. It's almost like there's a lot of things that need settling and sorting out. Would that make sense to you?
Right. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Now, what she's also telling me here, Ibitar, as well, that I will come on to that in a minute, but she just wants to bring a bit more evidence through here. Now, she's telling me here about your health, and she's making me aware here that there's an outstanding issue or an issue that needs to be resolved regarding medical insurance. Would you understand this at all?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And she's also making me, basically what she's telling me is that, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but she's telling me that you need to, I want to say, look at the cover you've got, and I want to say, review that cover you've got, and with a view to actually increasing it or changing companies. With this, I feel she's telling me about changing companies, because I feel what you're getting at the moment is not value for money. Would this make sense as well?
You mean the insurance I have?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, thank you. And that's what she's very much hinting at or telling me to tell you here. But so I'll park this to one side, the finances, the medical insurance, but I want to get some more evidence from her with regard to yourself. Now, she's telling me here that she's making me aware of your legs here. And what she's telling me here is that I'm aware of something going on with your feet, but also it's almost like it's creating an issue with pains in your legs as well. Would this make sense?
Yeah, one of my legs actually is not a pain. It's just stiffness.
Oh, right. Okay. Because that's what I'm saying. She was just drawing me to your legs. And what she's telling me is here. Now, she's making me aware of. Now, I know this sounds silly because I know you're not a very young lady. But what she's telling me is that the shoes you've got at the moment, she's telling me that you are not wearing the correct shoes. Would you understand this at all?
Well, I bought quite a few shoes, so I don't know which one she's talking about.
Right, okay. So right. If I may, so she's telling me that you're actually flat-footed, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, okay, that's what she's telling me at the moment. And what she's telling me is that some of the shoes that you've got are not supporting your feet in the right way. Now, I know I had something similar the other week, but that was just a totally different person in this country. And that's, she's telling me that the pain that you're getting in your leg is because your foot is not supported properly. And she's telling me it's almost like a knock-on effect. So she said, would you have a look at that, please, for her and get that resolved as well. Now, she's also making me aware here that you have been, people email these days, people phone, they text people, but she's telling me that you've been writing letters recently. Would this make sense to you?
I've been writing letters recently.
Yeah, would that make sense to you at all?
Well, in regards to what, though? Because I haven't wrote any letters recent, but yeah, I wrote quite a few letters. It depends on when she's talking about.
Ah, right.
When,
okay, then.
Their time frame.
Okay, right. I'm going to say, what she's making me aware of here is she's telling me that either it's a son of yours, I've got a connection to a young man here, and she's telling me this young man is away from, I feel it's a young man, is away from home, and you haven't seen him for some time. And she's and I'm also, I'm not saying who this young man is at the moment, because he feels like a son, but I've also got links here. I'm being made aware of links to jail as well. Somebody who you would have written to who would have been in jail or would have, who
grandson.
Who would,
grandson.
It's your grandson, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, and it was your grandson that was where I've just mentioned as well.
Right.
Okay, would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, because that's what she was telling me as well. Now, what she's also telling me here is that you have been trying to draw the family closer. She's making me aware that you've been trying to make contact because you feel as though the family is not the way it used to be, and you're trying to draw them back in and sort of build the family up again and support us again. Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, and she said you're doing the right thing, Ibatar, because that's what she's come through today. So, first of all, don't worry about the finances. She said they won't sort themselves out, but you will get there with those. She said definitely look at changing the company. Now, I'm not an expert in this field, but she's telling me that you just need to look at literally what is on offer and get the best deal for your money for medical insurance. But she's also telling me here that this writing together and pulling people in here is, you're doing the right thing, and you will see an improvement, because it's almost like you feel as though nobody sort of cares about what happens to the family anymore. And she said you don't want that to happen, and you're literally pulling them all in together, almost as, I want to say, as a matriarch as well, and because you're the one that's making the effort, and it will come off. Now, she's taking me literally here to the end of June, and I'm being made aware of either a family celebration or a coming together at the end of June. Would you understand this?
I'm not sure what that'll be in June.
Okay, will you watch out for that then for me, because I'm aware of a gathering taking place here, and I'm being taken right to the end of June into the beginning of July. So if you watch out for that for me, and your grandmother said, right, would you understand the name Elsie at all?
Elsie?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, no problem. Right, I'm going to leave that with you because that's what she's left me with at the moment. So she's telling me to carry on doing what you're doing. You're going in the right direction. And she said, stop worrying so much. And she also just said to me about, I feel if this is not your mother's, but there's been a handkerchief that was left to you that you keep folded and you keep safe. Would you understand this?
That I have?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I may have a handkerchief, but I don't remember.
Okay, well, I'm sure you would if it was there, but that's what she's making me aware of at the moment. So can I just leave that with you, please, and leave the love of spirit with you? And I'm going to go to Ashley now, our next caller. Thank you, Avatar. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Right, Ashley, are you there? Good evening to you.
Yes, I am. Thank you. That was a great reading for Avatar.
Well,
I'm excited.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're still excited at the end of it, then I'll be excited as well. But you never know how these things are going to go. Right. Where are you calling from this evening, Ashley?
California.
Oh, well, there you go then. We seem to get quite a few calls from California, and I just keep imagining myself there because I'm sure the sun is still shining, but it's dark here and it's cold as well. So I'm not going to go
funny.
On with that.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Was it a specific question you had tonight, Ashley, or was it a general reading?
I just really liked how you did a mediumship, and then that person brought in a message for her. And so I would love something like that for myself. I mean, I love maybe if there's some career advice or anything from a loved one.
Okay, no problem at all. Right. Now, strangely enough, I've got a very young lady with me at the moment, and she feels almost like a young girl, and she feels as though she was only about 13 or 14 when she passed. Now, would you... Ah, right, okay. Now, would you understand a young girl who passed round about the age of 14 at all? Would that make sense to you?
I would understand more like 18.
Right, okay then. Right, I'm going to work with this young lady because it's funny... right, okay. Now, this is where it's coming from. She's making me aware here. Did you call in 2 weeks ago, Ashley?
I did.
Because I think I spoke to you, didn't I?
You did. About a guy friend.
Yeah, and I'm almost sure this young lady came through then because I said 13 or 14 then. And what I actually said was that, this is not me. I'm going to work with this young lady again right now. But at that time, I still felt, and this is the exact information she gave me now, that I feel that she became ill around about 14, but it was 18 when she passed. Would that make sense?
You know, that would have been more true about the guy that you brought through last time that we talked.
Right. Right. Okay, then. Because this young... Okay, no problem. Right. I'm going to park that on one side because that was then, this is now. I'm going to work with this young lady because...
Okay.
Right. And you would understand the young lady of 18 when she passed?
Mm-hmm. 18,
okay,
19.
Right. Now, what she's telling me here, the reason she's showing me this is because she actually looked younger than she was, didn't she?
She probably did. She wore sunblock every day.
took good care of herself. Yeah, the reason I'm saying this is because she keeps showing me herself, and it's almost like she was, and she showed me as a, I feel she was a petite build as I look at her, and I feel as though she wasn't very tall for a lady either, and it's almost like because of her build, she looked younger as well. So would this fit with the same lady that we're talking about?
No.
Okay. Okay, right. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to ask you to step to one side because I know this lady stepped in before for you, and just bear with me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, right. I've got a gentleman with me now for you. Thank you. I've got a gentleman who steps in before me now, and he's I'm not saying this is his name, but he's telling me he links to the name Jerry. Would you understand the name Jerry at all?
I would understand the name Gary.
Sorry, Gary.
Mhm.
Right. Okay.
If it would be Gary.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because sometimes my hearing plays up like that. Okay. I'll work this gentleman that I've got at the moment. So just leave Gary on the side for now. But with this gentleman I've got with me, this gentleman's making me aware here that I feel that he didn't live beyond the age of 60. He's making me aware that he was about 60 when he passed. And he's also telling me here that he said he was quite what I would call round in the body. He's got a fair bit of weight on him, and he's actually telling me here that he was a bit too overweight when he passed. And he's also telling me that I'm being made aware of a head of white hair with this gentleman. And what he's also explaining to me is that he's telling me that either he'd had a heart bypass operation or he had had trouble with, I won't say the function of his heart, didn't literally pass away with a heart attack, but when he was still on the earth, he had problems with the function of his heart, and it was a constant nuisance to him. Would you understand this at all?
It could be one of a couple grandfathers.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask him for a bit more because, yeah, okay. That's where I was with this. Okay, right. Now, and he's telling me here that your family would link to the name Smith as well. Would that make sense? Now, I know
can
it
you
is
repeat that?
He's telling me here that the name Smith links to your family. Would you understand this?
I can't really make the connection
okay.
right now.
Okay, right. What he's also telling me is here, where the Smith link is, he's telling me you would know the name David as well. Would that make sense?
I do know the name David.
Right, okay. Look where David is concerned, because, see, sometimes when they give the name something like Smith, then I've asked him where this links in. He's telling me if you know David, then he would link to Smith. So after this call, if you can ask David for me, to say, does Smith link into your family? I know it is a common name, but I'm positive it's where David sits. Okay, right. Now, okay. This gentleman's telling me here that before he passed away, he was telling me that he collected coins. Would you understand this at all?
My grandfather collected coins.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your grandfather collected coins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry, that's right, is it? Yeah?
Yes, but not the grandfather, the other ones that you described. Not the rounder ones.
Okay, it's my phraseology here, because he's bringing me memories of somebody who collected coins. That's the way I phrase it, okay? And obviously that was your other grandfather. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, what he's telling me here, you asked for career, and what he's making me aware of here, Ashley, is that he said that you are overstretching yourself at the moment, and I can't remember what I said the other week now, but...
You said it last time, too.
Oh, did I? Oh, right, okay. Mm-hmm. Ah, right. Well, the message is still the same, Ashley.
Yeah,
right,
the message
okay.
is still the same.
Right, okay. Okay, he just said to me, well, why haven't you done something about it? You've had 2 weeks to think about it. Do you know what he said to me? He said to me, where is your business plan? He said, we spoke 2 weeks ago. He said, where is your business plan? He said, with respect, he said, you've been sitting back. I'm not saying you haven't been busy, but he said in terms of and he's talking business projections here, and he's talking about long-term plans. He said that's what he wants to see to be formulated, and I'm asking you now, have you got a long-term plan?
No, and you know what? When I called in, I was just thinking about that because, I'm supposed to aim for the sky or the stars, but I don't even know which star I want to aim for. If
right.
I could
okay.
say it like that, because
right.
I am finding myself so busy, but with the ultimate goal of what, you know?
Okay. Now, what your grandfather's telling me here is that, now I say this to a lot of people, so he has just reminded me to tell you, but it is a common thing as well, right? You need to have, he's telling me as well, you need to have your mindset on one goal. What it is you want. Now, if you don't know at the moment, that's fine. But he said you need to have your mind set on one goal. And once you have set your heart on that goal, he said that's what you strive for. Because he said he knows you've got the drive. He knows you've got the motivation. And he also knows that you've got the capability to place yourself where you need to be. But he said at the moment, he said you're a little bit all at sea. And, you know, and he's making me aware here that I want to, and it's a natural thing, but he's making me aware here that family ties are what sort of diverting your attention as well. Would I be right in saying that?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Child.
Ah, right, okay.
my toddler.
Oh, okay. Girl. Well, that is natural. Okay, so it's mm-hmm. easy for me to say, you know, set your sights on where you need to be. But that's what you're saying. And I feel there is a direction you could go in that is, for want of a better word, sort of child-friendly direction rather than the hard-nosed, and this is what you're saying, rather than the hard-nosed businesswoman, you know, who can reach out and strive to sort of achieve anything. He's telling me here that there's almost like a child-friendly option here. And he's telling me here now that there's somebody coming in to you that can take that burden off your shoulders and allow you to concentrate a little bit better on what it is, and that to sort of allow you to concentrate on the paperwork and your short, medium, and long-term goals, okay? So will you watch out for, and I still feel this is a young lady coming in here around you that will take that burden off you and help you achieve you where you need to go, okay?
Do you think that this is someone I know already? Because I have a lot of connections that are kind of reaching out all at once, and so I would wonder which... if it's somebody I know or somebody I'm going to meet.
I honestly feel... hang on a minute. Let's ask Grandpa here. I feel this is somebody that is stepping into your life. It's almost like they've stepped in from your blind spot, and it's like, you've been there all the time. You know, how come I didn't notice you before? So will you watch out for them for me, please, Ashley?
I will, and I will report back to you about that, too.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, your grandfather just said to me about the gold coins. He said he said either your brother got them or your these coins have been handed down in on the male side of the family, haven't they?
Yeah, I am set to inherit some coins and some stocks, I believe. So
right.
I just don't know when I'll get them. I mean, I'm not, like, waiting for them by the second,
No, it's okay.
I think
don't...
that there's money.
Don't hold your breath, because the hand that holds these coins at the moment is firmly closed. So don't hold your breath, because
okay.
I'm just told to tell you, spirit want you to make your own way first before you get a helping hand in that direction, okay?
Yes, I figured. That's
take
okay.
care. Bye-bye, Ashley. Bye-bye now.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have got Marie here, area code 818. Marie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's a nice clear line. How are you tonight, Maria? Okay.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm even better now, because some weeks the links are good, some weeks the links are excellent, and other weeks, you know, we've got our work cut out, and you know, this week so far is not too bad. So whereabouts are you calling from, Marie?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh wow. Okay then. Right. Let's cut to the chase, because I've literally got about 20 minutes left. So. How can I help tonight? Is it a specific question or general guidance?
General guidance, and just like your last two callers, I would just love any message from any of my loved ones on the other side.
Okay. Now, I don't normally ask questions, Marie, but I've got a lady at the moment who's overshadowing me and draws close to me, and I want to see if this lady feels like mom. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Mom in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Straight away, I know Mike says he gets that arm wrapping around him feeling from motherlings, but this lady just stepped straight in, and she was such a gentle connection and a gentle sort of link there. It's almost like it couldn't be anything else. It's that, as Mike says, that comforting feeling that only a mother can give, and that's the way she felt with me. But she's also making me aware here, Marie, and I'm going to get a bit more evidence from her. She's telling me that... would it make sense to you, I know this may sound common sense to other people, but your mum is telling me that you've never accepted her passing. Would that make sense?
It's been 3 years, and I am just getting to that point.
Okay, thank you. She's telling me it's been an awful long battle for you to get through, but what she is telling me, right, okay, now she's taking me back. I want to give you a bit more evidence here from her, and I've really got to be quick, because believe it or not, I've got eight more people. I don't know whether I'll get through them all, but she's showing me here, she's making me aware, because she was in hospital when she passed, wasn't she?
She was in a caring home.
Oh, okay, because what she's showing me here is she was showing me the bed that she was in, and she's making me aware of, she was telling, I feel this was you or you were with somebody, she gave you a list, and she wanted you to write a list of things down, and it was almost like one of the last things she sort of gave you to do. Would you understand about this list that she's showing me at the moment?
Not at the moment.
Oh, right, okay. Right. Okay. Will you ask for me, because she's telling me she was given a. It was a list of instructions, on what she wanted to happen after her passing. She was talking about funeral arrangements. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, that's what she's telling me. And you wouldn't understand the instructions that she gave out. And she literally had it orchestrated and organized from her sickbed. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And that's what she's telling me at the moment. Now, what Mom's also telling me here is that she doesn't want to talk about the way she was, because she said everybody saw her the way she was. She wants to be remembered, because your mother was a kind-hearted lady, wasn't she?
Yes.
Okay, because I would be most shocked if you said to me she wasn't. She was a kind-hearted lady, and she was also somebody who was very gentle and somebody who had the time of day for anybody. And she's telling me that you are a chip off the old block here. Would you understand this?
Definitely.
Okay. And she's telling me at the moment, Marie, that you have been either charged, and what I mean by that is given the responsibility of either children to look after, or you are currently helping another family or helping the children of another family overcoming, I want to say, a distressing time in their lives. Would that make sense to you?
It's not clicking right now, no. I have my own children.
Oh, right, you've got your own children. Okay. Okay, I'll leave that on one side, because she's still making me aware of other people that you're... Okay, she's telling me you are helping other people, but I know you've got your own children that... Is it your own children that... she's making me aware that there's some sort of loss or some sort of distress that they're going through at the moment. Would this make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, that's exactly what she's talking about at the moment. She doesn't want to reveal it at the moment, but she's making me aware of another family that you have befriended, and it's almost like you're all working together towards a solution here. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And what she's telling me, I've got to be very, very quick, Marie, but what your mum's telling me here is that she's telling me that... right. Would you understand the name Martin or Martha at all?
It's pretty close. She has a living sister, my aunt, whose name is Magda.
Magda. It sounded like Martha to me. Okay, well, okay. Well, she's telling me is, right. She's telling me you're going to hear from Magda fairly soon, but what she's telling me is that what you're doing with working together with this other family and working with your kids as well, she said, do not be worried about where you're going to end up or what is going to become of you. She said, you will be fine. She said, you keep that positive focus and thought there. And she said, watch out for Magda, because I feel there's a helping hand from Magda in some respect, okay?
Okay.
Can I leave that with you? And I've really, really got to go and rush to these other people.
Yes.
Marie.
Thank you
for calling. Bye bye now.
Thank you.
Okay, I need to go to area code 310. Who have I got on the line, please? Hello? 31. Okay, right. I'm going to go to a UK code now, 01785. Who have I got there, please? Hello?
Joanne,
how are you doing, Joanne? Okay.
Fine, thanks.
Right, Joanne, you're not in Stafford by any chance, are you?
Yeah.
I'm down in Rugeley, so there you go. Good evening to you. How are you doing,
okay? I believe you're around here lately,
yeah. All right, okay. Right, how can I help you, Joanne, then?
I just wanted to see if there's any messages from the other side.
Right, okay, no problem at all. Right, Joanne, I've got two people here with me. They've literally stepped in at the same time. Okay, right. These two people, they feel like mum and dad here. It's almost like the way they stepped in, and almost like there was a clash straight away of who was to get in first. Would I be right in saying that mum and dad are both in spirit?
No.
Okay, right. Okay, I'm going to separate this out, thank you. Because they came in that quickly, and it's almost like sort of get out the way type thing. Okay, right, thank you. Okay, the lady's going to step... The gentleman is very ungraciously stepped to one side. Okay, now this feels better now. Now, this lady I've got with me at the moment, she's making me aware here that I feel she was around 77, 78 when she passed, And I feel with her that before she passed away, I feel as though she became very frail. She's telling me here that she didn't, and she's bringing it on her earthbound condition now, because when she stepped in there, she was full of beans. But before she passed away, she became frail. And I want to say, I feel as though she's making me aware here that you had to hold the cup to help her drink water. Would you understand this with a grandmother at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry?
It's my mum, yeah. I had to hold a cup.
Right. Okay. But the lady I'm talking about in spirit is your grandmother, isn't it?
Oh, right. No.
Ah, right, okay, right, let's
well,
sort this out.
Well, it might be, my grandma's passed as well.
Okay. Ah, right, that's what the issue is, right, okay. Your mum's in spirit, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, right, because I said, it's my word, you see, I said mum and dad, and you just said no, and straight away, because this, okay, dad's still here on the earth plane, but mum is in spirit, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, great stuff. That, I know where I'm at now. Because this is the lady that needed, and I know where I'm at now. This is the lady that needed to be helped with drinking. And do you know the little Tommy Tippy cups you have for children? She just showed me one of those at the moment. Now, I'm not saying she had one, but she said that would have been ideal for her to be able to have a drink of water, because she had to sort of have her head supported before she, so she could have a drink. Would you understand this with Mum?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, that's what the drink side of things. Because my mouth has gone incredibly dry, and it's not for talking at the moment. She's telling me that before she passed away, her mouth went very dry as well. But she couldn't keep, I feel as though she couldn't drink or eat too much at any one time. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, what she wants to do is shake off that earthbound condition and come through the way she is at the moment. Because what she's telling me here, Joanne, is she's making me aware, I know you've told me you're in Stafford, but she's making me aware here of either a house move that you're looking at, or a house move that you considered, or a change in a once thing in domestic circumstances, living arrangements. Would you understand this?
No.
Bizarre.
Really?
Right. Okay, she's telling me there is, around the home at the moment, there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, and I want to say traffic, and I want to say almost like turbulence at the moment. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's almost like that sort of turbulence, as though there's a house move, and that's the way I was being made to feel it. Okay. Now, she's telling me at the moment that it's almost like there is people who are coming to stay, then people who are going, then people who are coming to stay. It's almost like this constant traffic. But she's also on about, I want to say, arguments here as well, and I want to say heated discussions about where rules and regulations, or even where there's a line being drawn in the sand, and somebody who's overstepping the mark. Would you understand this?
Not sure.
Right. Okay, I'm going to ask her again. Okay, no problems. I'm going to ask her again. Okay, I'm going to leave that on one side, because she's making me aware of somebody where there's discussions going on at the moment about, I want to say, what's going on at home. And I want to say, the best way I can describe it is rules and regulations, and I'll leave that with you. Right, right. But what Mum wants to talk about here as well, is yourself, Joanne. She's talking about here with yourself that she said you have been trying to find your way forward here. It's almost like there's been a change in direction in your life recently. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And what you, I mean, don't be worried that we're not going to put all of you, your life on the airwaves. So there's no need to be worried about anything like that, because spirit will only allow me to talk about what they want, and they will get a message across to you, and me or nobody else will have a clue here about what it's about. And she's just saying, now you've relaxed slightly. She said, this change in direction that's taking place in your life recently, she said to me that you know what it is, but she said you're worried about the outcome of it, and she's telling me that you're worried that for want of a better word, you're going to be sort of left to it or left dealing with everything. Would that make sense?
No.
Right, okay then. Right. Okay. I'm going to give it one more go. Three no's and you're out, you know, so one more go. Okay. Right, I can't get away from this home situation, so I'm going to ask you to give me some of the evidence before it gets too late. Okay. Now, mm-hmm. Now she's explaining to me here. Right. She's making me aware of either. Okay. There's either a man. I feel there's a man around you at the moment. From what she's telling me, she said either there's. I feel that there is somebody. And it doesn't have to be on a particular level of relationship, but there is a man around you that's recently stepped into your life. Would you understand this?
No.
Wow. No. Right, okay. We're not doing very well here, are we? Okay.
My mum only recently passed last October.
Right, okay. That's no problem at all. Okay, thank you. Okay. What your mum's making me aware of here, Joanne, is she said to me that you are actually can be quite a reserved person and the best way to put it is she said you don't do your dirty washing in public. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And what she's telling me here is that should you like to keep everything very much in-house and sort of... you know, literally behind closed doors, okay? Now, what she's also telling me here is that with that, she said, and I can't get away from this, but she's talking about, I want to say, where your life is taking a new direction, but she's also talking about things going on in the family that there's not only you, but other people are trying to... And she's not revealing any of it, trying to keep a lid on a situation in the family. Would this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, right. And that's the best way she's going to describe it to me at the moment, because she's telling me that she doesn't want anybody else knowing what's going on. But what she's explained to me is that there's got to be communication. And this is all about rule. I want to say the best way, rules and regulations, or what to do with... this current situation, and she's telling me here that there's got to be communication and openness within the family she's talking about, because she said, and she's talking about cloak and dagger situations here. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. And what she's saying here is that there's got to be more openness in here and more trust, okay? Because I don't know where this lies or what it's about, but she's just saying there's got to be more trust. And I've really got to leave it at that, because I'm not able to get much more out or elicit much more from Mum at the moment. But all she wants is much more openness within the family, much more discussion. And she said that things will not nearly be as bad as they're perceived to be. I know that's a bit... grey at the moment, but she's telling me that's the best way she can describe it and the only words I've got at the moment. Okay, Joanne?
Okay then, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, right, we have Marie. We've got, I'm losing track here. That was Joanne there in lovely Staffordshire. And I think area code 310301. Are you there, please? 310 area code 310 in the States.
That's me. Hello.
Oh, hi there. How are you? What's your name, please?
I'm Mindy. Mindy, M-I-N-D-Y.
Now, I spoke to a Mindy the other week as well. Is this the same Mindy?
Yeah, that's me. It was just at the end of the show. It was like, oh.
You're going to have to call in quicker, Mindy, because it was the last 5 minutes, last time as well, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Hello there. Nice to speak with you again. I thought you were so terrific. And I work from home, and I thought, oh, my, he's on air again. I'm calling on in.
Okay, well, Mindy, I mean, that's very nice of you. I mean, but as you say, sometimes it's either my interpretation or sometimes it is difficult also for spirit to link with me, or it's just me raising the vibration to spirit. And sometimes we get that mismatch, and that often can happen within reading. So, okay, so it's just a general reading for you?
Yes, thank you so very much.
Okay, then, right. Literally, as I sit forward, this gentleman who sort of overshadows me makes me feel that he's a very upright gentleman and a very, I want to say, austere gentleman. And when he was on the earth plane, I've even felt my voice sort of go deeper, because I felt though he when he spoke, it was almost like it came from his boots. And I feel with this gentleman, he would have been somebody who would have stood up within the community or stood up for his beliefs when he was here. And I also feel with him that either the surname King links with him, or you would understand the surname King. Would you understand the gentleman who, and I feel with him, I feel almost like that when he went, it was almost immediately, I feel with him, it was his, either a stroke or some sort of, he's making me aware of a blood clot type situation here. Would you understand anybody like this at all?
I do, my uncle.
Right, okay. And would that description fit him as well?
Yes. Yes, that would be.
Okay. Now, Mindy,
I was thinking
did you
of
say...
somebody else, but I'm there with you. Okay.
Okay. Just say goodnight, Luke.
Goodnight.
Right. That was my son, Luke. He's off to bed. He said goodnight, Mindy.
Goodnight,
okay.
There.
That was Luke. Okay. Right, okay. Now, this... I feel is your uncle. Now, would you understand the description of him being very tall and upright and the condition almost like a clot or some sort of seizure or stroke that would have taken him? Would this make sense?
Okay. A stroke took him, yes.
Okay, thank you. And with him, what he's also explaining to me here, Mindy, is that I know you've told me you're working from home at the moment. I've literally got 2 minutes left. But what he's telling me is that you're working from home, but he's telling me that there's a lot of... I want to say you've lost your motivation with work. It's almost like he's telling me mm-hmm. that if you went to the office and you had to be in by a certain time, you worked mm-hmm. to a certain rota, and your discipline, your self-discipline has withered slightly. Would that make sense?
Absolutely. I am trying to get my business launched in the UK, and until that happens, I have to go now back into an office, and so upset about that.
Okay, okay, very, very quickly. What he's telling me is, I know you're upset about that, but he's telling me about this discipline. He said that you're trying to sort of get back into yourself. He said it will come back, but he's telling me that you're trying to lodge your business, or you've told me you're trying to lodge your business in the UK. But he's saying you actually haven't taken a break for some time now, have you?
That is correct.
Okay, now, I know it sounds a really common thing. I've given a description of him. Now, either his name was... He connected to Robert or Albert, but I've got Bert definitely here. Would that make sense?
Oh, my gosh. Robert always comes through. It's my ex-husband's father.
Right, okay.
I always ask for his help, and I'm going, please get me to the UK.
Right, okay. Well, he is there for you. I just heard Bert
Thank
at the
you.
End. He comes through, he links with you, and he said, take the break and you'll come back twice as strong. You can afford to take a week off. Okay, Mindy?
Okay.
I know you're doubting me, but you've got his strength and his guidance and his love, and your uncle comes through with that as well. And they said, take the break and you'll come back twice as strong. And while you're away, those ideas that you're trying to pull together, he said, sit back, they will happen. And he said, you will just suddenly become inspired with what you need to do and how you need to go about it, okay?
That's awesome. Do you know if the boots, it's boots, boots. The chemist there, I'm trying to get back there in June, July, and that triggers everything for me.
Okay, well, what I'll say, Mindy, if you want, right, I've really got to go now, but look at my website, get in touch with me, and perhaps we can take this further. Good night. Love you all. Ladies and gents, it's time for me to disappear. I've got no time again. We will speak again next week. Bye-bye for now. Thank you. Oh, seems the music's disappeared. I'm still here. Anyway, thank you all, guys. Good night. This is me, Andrew D, on my Spiritual Awakening show. I was waiting for the music to kick in, but you can find me on www.pm
Eastern Standard Time and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm, or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.